This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've had an eye on cable news or social media at all today, you saw yet another indication that for the first time in a really long while, California is going to matter in the presidential primaries this year. Protesters blocking a hotel entrance at a Donald Trump rally up in Northern California forced the candidate and his security detail out of their SUVs and onto the roadway shoulder on foot to get into the venue through the back door. Set actual delegate counts aside for a minute, though, and let's talk dollars and cents, because politicking doesn't get any more expensive than it does out here. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
So many unexpected things in this campaign cycle, and to the list you can add California.
This is probably the first time that a California presidential primary will make a definitive difference since the 1972 Democratic presidential primary.
Dan Schnur is director of the Jesse Unruh Institute of Politics at USC. Usually by now, the winners of the national primaries are pretty much figured out, and they can just snooze right on through California's June primary. But on the Republican side, especially, things are not quite figured out, which means the state's 172 Republican delegates have suddenly become very important. One problem, campaigning in California is very expensive.
It costs upwards of $1 million a week in order to have a significant advertising buy in the state of California.
Trump gets a lot of airtime for free, and he could just write a check if he needed to.
But for Ted Cruz, and certainly for John Kasich, neither one of them had budgeted for a California primary because there was really no way to anticipate that the primary season would last this long.
Whatever spent now will eat into resources for the general election. It also turns out that the newly important California primary is having a domino effect, raising campaign costs all the way down the ballot in the state.
Because turnout will be high.
Erica Walters is a partner at California-based campaign consulting firm Terrace, Barnes & Walters. When turnout is high, campaigns have to spend more on direct mail and other targeted non-TV outreach.
I mean, I have candidates that are easily going to be spending 20% more. It's a scramble because not everyone saw this coming.
Surprise, America, it's the primary that just won't die. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.